This is JIS News. Coming up, road improvement works coming for Hanover. Full rollout of National Unattached Youth Program in July. And JIS President to lead delegation to Cuba. The details after the break.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says a contract is to be signed early May for road improvement works in sections of Hanover. Mrs. Simpson-Miller made the announcement while speaking at the official opening of the Hanover Cooperative Credit Union Enid Gonsalves building last week.
The National Works Agency has advised me that plans are in place for some major road improvement work to be done in the Riley Bridge to Dias and Green Island to Santoy areas of the parish this year. The contractor has already been selected and the contract is being signed in the first week of May.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government continues to explore opportunities that will spur investments in Hanover and create jobs for residents. The opening of the Hanover Cooperative Credit Union building, named in honor of founder the late Enid Gonsalves, was part of activities to celebrate the institution's 40th anniversary. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is reiterating the government's stance on the issuing of work permits. Minister Kellyer says the government will be unrelenting in its efforts to ensure that work permits will be issued based on the guidelines governing the system.
The ministry administers a rigorous work permit regime with priority given to the protection of employment of Jamaican workers. But I venture to say that when gaps arise in the availability of local skills for foreign investment initiatives, if we are not to frustrate the progress of these projects, then such skills gaps will have to be filled by workers from elsewhere.
Minister Kellyer was addressing a groundbreaking ceremony for the launch of the Melia Braco Village in Trelawny last Friday. Melia Resorts, a Spanish-based company, will be operating the former Braco Village Resort in Trelawny under a 50-year lease management agreement with the government. The property is scheduled for opening December this year. The Heart Trust NTA will begin a full rollout of its National Unattached Youth Program, NUYP, in July. The program is set for fiscal years 2015-16 and 2016-17 at a projected cost of $1.5 billion per annum. The rollout in July will represent the program's second phase, following the pilot currently underway in Western St. Andrew and Northeast Manchester. The NUYP will target young people ages 17 to 30 for skills training and certification, as well as job placement. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says focus will also be placed on personal development, literacy, and numeracy.
If you don't have reasonable command of English and of mathematics, your corner is dark. We have to stop fooling around this. We have to make sure that is so and that people have some certification to this. But you must have something. This business about leaving high school and seeking employment to do a little thing without having some certification cannot take Jamaica and its future anywhere.
Participants in the program will receive a weekly stipend of $2,000. And President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant, will lead a delegation to Cuba on April 28. During the visit, a memorandum of association will be established with the National Association of Small Farmers, ANAP, in Cuba to facilitate the exchange of information and farming technology.
Not only is the JAS seeking to expand local connections and community connections, but we're also seeking to connect ourselves regionally. And the end of this month, with the help of Larry Robertson and the Cuban ambassador, the JAS will be having a delegation to visit our neighboring Cuba.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. Senator Grant says the organization is deepening its presence in the region as it seeks to embody a framework that will drive agricultural development in a cohesive way. Other members of the delegation are JAS First Vice President Donald Berry and consultant Larry Robertson. They return to the island on May 3. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.